Enjoy the show.
At Syracuse Stage, people are lining up to catch a Broadway hopeful musical that's been getting rave reviews.
The women were great. The music was terrific.
I'm Kara Reichel, and I am the co-author and the director of The Hello Girls, which is a new musical about the first women soldiers in the United States Army that served during World War I.
During World War I, telephone communications relied on women as switchboard operators. They called them Hello Girls. When the Army needed high-speed, multitasking operators for combat in France,
they put ads in newspapers all across the country seeking bilingual, experienced telephone operators.
Number, please.
One of them was Grace Banker, a 26-year-old chief operator at AT&T's New York office.
And Grace and her good friend, who also worked at Bell Telephone, responded and were selected from 7,000 applicants. It was incredible the response women from across the country gave to this call for support.
The Hello Girls shipped out in the summer of 1918. For many, it was their first time leaving their hometowns.
These women were ordering retreats. They were warning people about air raids and explosions.
That's Chessa Metz, who plays Grace Banker in the musical.
These calls were literally life or death, and they completed millions of them.
Do you think the Hello Girls made the United States Army a more lethal force in 1917 and 18?
Absolutely. We wouldn't have won the war without them, and there were, as we say in the show, lives on the line.
The Army claimed they were civilian contractors, despite swearing oaths to the Army. It took until 1977 when Jimmy Carter signed the bill that officially recognized the Hello Girls' place in the military. They wrap up this weekend at Syracuse Stage, with hopes of being one step closer to Broadway. In Syracuse, Boone Kilpatrick, WAER News.